Welcome to Alumni Live, the podcast. These are conversations with Grand Valley State University film and video graduates about the industry, the film video major, and alumni profiles.
Welcome to another episode of Alumni Live, the podcast. I'm host Randy Strobel, and today we're going to continue our series on Grand Valley Television. We have a whole panel of this next generation of GVTV. We got Bobby Nielsen here. Bobby, what was your role in GVTV?
I had a few different roles over the years. I was involved from a freshman through a senior. I was the station publicity manager at one point, financial manager, programming manager, and news director. So a few different roles over the years.
Excellent. We have Christina Coriatis. Good to see you again, Christina.
Hello, Randy. Good to see you, too.
So what roles did you have at GVTV?
I did a lot of different things. I was a crew member on all of the shows that we all worked on. I was a producer, eventually became e-board member. I think, Bobby, you and I might have had the same position different years. I was also part of the advertising promotions team and whatnot. Yeah, did a lot of involvement. Did it all 4 years of college.
We've also got Aaron Brefka on the panel. Aaron, good to see you again.
Hey there.
What roles did you have at GVTV?
As far as the years I was there, I was on e-board and I had a couple roles there. I was the financial manager to start, and then I later switched to human resource manager. But as far as just day to day, I was running cameras. I exercised my acting chops a little bit. So a little bit of everything.
That sounds pretty familiar. We've got Jamie Barkowitz on the panel. Jamie, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. Excited to talk to everybody. Jamie, tell the people what roles you had at GVTV.
As far as e-board positions, my first one was news director. Then I was publicity manager. And then I was station manager.
Yeah, a lot of leadership there for Jamie.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Brefka, tell us what you did at GVTV. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I had none of the leadership. I ran a show with two other co-producers, and we did a pretty good job of getting a number of episodes out. But I ran crew and things like that. I did a little bit of acting as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of the entire GVTV experience I'm hearing through all of your introductions here. So the years that you were there was as I was there and just after. So what years, Christina, are we looking at for this group?
I came in 2009, graduated 2013. I think, Randy, you were a year above us. You recruited us. And then I think we recruited Bobby and Jamie. And I think that's kind of the years that we're looking at.
That kind of idea of recruitment and, you know, one generation passing to the next generation is something that we've heard a lot of throughout these conversations, going back to the very first generation of GVTV. Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about what that kind of mentorship, bringing people in, what was the atmosphere at GVTV?
There was so much collaboration. One of my favorite things is that you just say, hey, I need people. And you had everybody going, oh, I can do that. And it was just everybody wanted to be part of something. And, oh, hey, you know what? I can direct my roommate to that shoot. They can hold a boom mic. That kind of thing. We definitely did that for our shoots. Hey, roommate, we're going to have you do a little skit real quick. Okay. That kind of thing. And we just made it happen. But really just I went because I knew people who were there and who were enjoying it. Well, let's see what happens. Let's check it out. This is another way to spend time with people that I like and do something fun. And it just became my life.
It became my life. Bobby, when Kenzie says that became my life, does that sound familiar to you? And what does that look like?
Yeah, no, working on different things throughout the week, late nights, whether it's a shoot on the weekend, a new shoot during the week, a live shoot, just a lot of different opportunities to get experience, meet people.
Jamie, I saw you nodding a lot as Bobby was taking off the feelings at GVTV. What was your experience like there?
I got involved with GVTV because when I first came to Grand Valley. As a freshman, I was just looking at any clubs. And I was like, well, I'm majoring in film. So this obviously seems like the right spot for me. And it quickly became most of my life during my time at Grand Valley. And like Bobby said, a lot of late nights, weekend shoots. And it was great. It was a great community. And I look back on those years very fondly. I'm so glad that I joined.
Aaron, this idea of community, do you feel that community at GVTV?
Oh, absolutely. I think from day one, I felt like everybody was willing to just sit next to the other and talk and figure out what you're into. And it became such a important part of what became my social life at Grand Valley. So a lot of my good friends, I mean, everybody in this chat, basically.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my best friends came from GVTV. So it's continued, it's lasted through the years and opened doors and opened spaces for community. And it was just a fun time of messing around and creating fun things with your friends.
I do want to touch on that open doors concept. Before we get to that, Let's think back to our first day at GVTV. What does that bring to mind? How did you end up at GVTV? Who's got some stories about first days at GVTV?
When we talk about the long lifetime impacts of being at GVTV and the friendships that I've made, obviously everyone on this call is a friend of mine, but I was just such a shy freshman just trying to get involved in GVTV. And I went to the GVTV news meeting and we were just taking inventory of equipment. And I believe she was the station manager at the time. Chelsea Masinski was there and she was just so inviting and talked to me and like made me feel so welcomed. And we became friends. And Chelsea is one of my best friends to this day. And I think that's just really crazy to think that like, because she just was open to me and joining and was like, why'd you want to be on GVTV? It like led to a big friendship and then led to so many other opportunities. So it's one of my first memories of GVT is that weird little inventory meeting where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but met a lot of people.
Was that as a freshman, Jamie?
Yeah, as a freshman, it was like week two. And they were like, we're looking for volunteers to take inventory. And I was like, okay. And so I showed up.
First day, other stories. Bobby, what do you got?
First thing I joined was news. And a friend from back home's cousin is Amanda Stevenson, who was the news director at the time. So I had reached out to her just trying to make that connection because I wanted to get involved. Similar boat of Jamie, just kind of like unsure. College is new. Don't really know anyone. But Amanda was great. The entire team was great. Very welcoming. Kind of trying to find what interests you. What do you want to do? So it was a great way to just jump right in and start working on the show.
Aaron, tell us about your first day.
My first day was really strange. And honestly, I think Mackenzie and I have very similar first day stories. But my first day came about, I think I started just over halfway through my freshman year. I wasn't really thinking about it that much until my roommate actually told me that he really wanted to go, but he was too awkward to go by himself. And specifically, he had a crush on one of the members in GVTV at that time. So that was a big part of the reason why he wanted to go. And I was just like, all right, dude, I'll wingman it up, I guess.
And I was dragged by the crush to go to my first meeting.
Yeah. And Mackenzie was on the other side of that. But yeah, so I ended up showing up and kicking back and being like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. Like, he can go do whatever. I want to actually participate.
That's a great story. And so, Christina, we're talking 2009-ish you started, right? Tell us what was going on in 2009.
Yeah, 2009, freshman year, started off really rough for me, you know? It was my first time living away from home. Literally didn't even know how to make friends. It was a real struggle. And so I was like, all right, let me put myself out there. I'll go to Campus Life Night and I'll see what clubs are out there. And I liked every single table and got every single flyer and every single free pen and t-shirt and piece of swag from all these clubs.
Filling up that swag basket.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think GVTV was giving away pens or something at the time. I don't know. But I was like, oh yeah, I think I've heard of GVTV. I'd really like to go and check this out. And so went to the first meeting and everything. And I think, like Mackenzie, you were saying, right away it was, okay, we're crewing up. We're filming this thing. We're doing that. Who wants to do this? Who wants to learn? It was such a good learning experience for everyone. And so for me, it was a great thing because, you know, I was struggling to make friends socially, but I also really wanted to learn these skills. I was going into the film program and it was kind of this perfect sweet spot of being like, okay, I'm going to learn something new, but I'm also going to socialize at the same exact time. So it kind of became, my friends were there and everything. And we were going on shoots every single weekend and it became a really good time. And I think our meetings were Monday nights at the time, or were they Wednesday nights.
Wednesdays, I remember.
Wednesdays. I feel like they might have switched to Mondays one year or something. But, you know, every single Wednesday, it was like looking forward to seeing everyone. And so after that first meeting, I was like, I'm hooked. I want to come back every single week. I want to work on everything.
That is such a warm story. I thank you for sharing that. So we're talking about going on shoots. You're saying shoots are happening every weekend. What is a day in the life of GVTV production? What was a shoot like?
It depends on the show. Every single one of them was different. I mean, we had everything from news, which I think all of us at one point all did news. We had the game show. We had dramas. We had Afterlife. It was the Star Wars drama show, right? Like, we had everything. And so every single show really took production on its own. It kind of just developed it into the way that worked for the group of students that was working on it.
Okay, so Mackenzie, what was a day on the news show like?
A little bit of chaos.
Jamie had a strong reaction to that.
I don't even remember. It was all blur. It was basically Bobby running the show and telling me what to do.
Bobby, did you have that iron fist? Is that what I'm hearing?
So one of the things we'd started doing probably, I think, Jamie, was like maybe our freshman year or sophomore year, but we started to do live shows, which was something that the station hadn't done, to my knowledge, up until that point. So that adds a lot of pressure when the show has a live start time. You can't just like redo it. So it was fun, but it definitely added some pressure to get things moving and done.
So Bobby, starting a live production, never been done before. What went into that? How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it started off, there's a lot of kind of like behind the scenes technical stuff. So one of the first things, we had the cable channel, but in order to get the cable channel to be able to do live, we had to move it from basically one part of the building directly into the control room. So that was a lot of conversations about student life, and eventually we were able to move it down, which then gave us the ability to basically just patch right in to do live broadcasting. Yeah, so it was a lot of planning, a lot of logistics, but then once we had it, we also did a number of other stuff. I think everyone here worked on the telethon at one point. So being able to do that let us do things that we weren't able to do.
I just want to say real quick to any students listening to this now, going live seems like such an easy thing in the year of 2025. You just do it very naturally on YouTube and stuff. Back then when we were just a broadcast channel, I don't think we had like a YouTube live presence. I don't think that was something we could do yet. It was just going live on channel, whatever we were. But that was such a feat. So Bobby deserves a lot of credit for making that happen, because I remember he would tell me all the things that had to happen to do it. And it was like he was speaking a different language to me. And I was like, yeah, that was great. You do it.
So we're going live. What was that first live show like? Did everything work? What were you sweating about?
I blacked out. I couldn't tell you what.
They all blurred together.
I remember being there for the first live show. I think I ran one of the cameras or something. And I just remember, I'm pretty sure we did not start on time, if I remember. I think we had a lot of technical issues immediately that we had to work out. But once that was all figured out, once we actually went live, I think all of us were actually surprised at how, generally speaking, it went well for a first stab at going live ever.
The teleprompter wouldn't work.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, a lot of technical errors to start things off, but I guess that wasn't necessarily a huge surprise.
Well, I think that's one of the really special things about being at GVTV is, you know, it is this time to experiment. It's a time to try things for the first time. There are technical glitches. It's not like there's $20 million on the line. It's a time for us to try things. In that spirit of experimentation, learning about yourselves through experimentation, what stories does that bring up for you?
I mean, it got me my job.
We could talk about opening doors. Yeah, Mackenzie, how did that lead to your job?
Being a producer for the Game Show meant that I was planning shows. I was planning shoots. I was coordinating cast members and crew and things like that. I was going to the editing suite and staying there for 6 hours. There's definitely a YouTube video of us making a musical out of editing. But being able to say, I have juggled all of these things and I did good work and you can see it and it was broadcast and it's all on YouTube now and I'm proud of it. It allowed me to confidently go in and say, yeah, I can be a producer of an actual newscast. And they said, oh, okay, yeah, you can.
That is incredible. And Bobby, maybe we were a little bit hard on the prompter, right? Like things didn't work. But I mean, the message of the story is you did get on air and you did start something brand new. What does that feel like?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, we started with news. We did like a 15-20 minute show. And then after we did that, that's where then we move forward with, now we've done this thing that we've never been able to do. How can we run with it? How can we do something different? How can we challenge ourselves? And that's where the next big thing that we did live was, I think, the telethon, which was a multi-hour variety show kind of thing.
Aaron, tell us about that telethon. What was going on screen?
Oh, man, it was probably one of the most chaotic things I ever experienced at GVTV. But it was so much fun. I did camera. We were stationed all over Kirkhoff. Like, we had our main studio, and then we were out front of the basement area of Kirkhoff, kind of, like, between all of the shops and stuff. We had a cheer group. I can't remember if we had, like, a marching band or something like that. I don't think I have done so much running with a camera on my shoulder in my life than I did that day of just, like, we're not getting the feed, and then running back to the studio and being like, oh, you're up, and then running back and grabbing the camera. And just, it was a lot of chaos. But again, we managed to pull it off, which was fun.
And Christina, give us a baseline of what is a telethon. What does that mean? Where did that come from?
Every single year, GVTV participated in Relay for Life, which was the American Cancer Society's big fundraiser. It was a walkathon. And so every single year, we like tried to raise money for it. And we had a team, and we eventually partnered with the on campus group to help make commercials for it and everything. And so after we got this live system going, we were like, let's do a telethon to raise money for Relay for Life. And so the telethon, I mean, traditionally, it's somebody's on the TV, like answering phones for like 24 hours, collecting money and everything. And I don't know if we were pretending to do some of that. Like, we might have had some staged phones to be like, we're collecting money right now. But the whole idea was that we spent a whole day just promoting this big event where we were trying to raise, I think it was $2,400 in 24 hours. And so we started in the morning. We had tables set up in Kirkhoff promoting that we were doing this big live event in the basement of Kirkhoff that night where we were going to have the marching band and the cheerleaders and the comedians and everything. And while we were doing this, we were collecting money and we were fundraising. And then that night, it was a couple of hours, we were actually doing the live feed. And I think that's when we brought in the most amount of money because people were actually watching. We were so like, wow, like this is really a thing that we're doing. People are really tuning in and they're donating and everything. And so we did meet our fundraising goal at the end of the night. And that's kind of how telethons work for us. We were trying to raise money. We were trying to do something good for the community. We were trying to test out these new things that we had learned through GVTV and everything. And it was kind of this big project that we all put on to put it all together. I mean, I'm still really proud of what we did for the telethon. I thought it was just such a multi-communal type of event. It was GVTV. It was working with all of the musicians and all of the other organizations that we got to help put the event on and the comedians and everything. And so I think it's all something that is very memorable to all of us.
That is so cool. And to hear the storyline of, if you've listened to the other episodes leading up to this, starting with the founding of GVTV as being this thing that was experimental, we don't even know if we can get on the air, right? To creating shows for it, the special events show that I helped produce and we all ended up working on it. And that growing into news and bringing in Relay for Life and that growing into the telethon, there's just this beautiful continuation of generation to generation, handing off these different ideas, shows, and always improving and making it better and bigger. That's, I think, just a great culmination of many years of people's work. So when you think back on those creative days, who were some people that stand out? What were some moments of mentorship, maybe, that people that gave you the green light to tell you you could do it? Who were some of the stars of that time of GVTV?
I mean, I think Len O'Kelly is the obvious answer.
Yeah. Len, for sure.
He was our station advisor at the time and really, really mentored all of us to bring us to where we were at that point.
Yeah, he was a very big advocate when he stepped in. He was already advisor for The Whale, the radio station. And so when he came in for GVTV, he just had a lot of passion for getting these things going and making it bigger and better. And so I really appreciated how much he advocated for us, to other faculty, to the office student life and everything. So we'd come to him with like the craziest ideas. And he just was never fazed. And he was like, yeah, let's try it. Let's do it. Like, nothing was off the table.
That's what I was going to say. He would say, yeah, let's do it. How do we want to do it?
I felt really good about myself when I was financial manager. It's famously a position that no one really wants, but we all know someone has to do, at least during that time. And so I wanted to be on the e-board, so I just jumped into that position. I was not a fan of that responsibility, but I remember having to go in front of the student senate and do a big pitch of like why GVTV is important and why we would love to get funding so we can buy all this new equipment and be able to go live. And I remember Len showed up at that and was just like, I got your back, and was just there to be the one person in the room who I actually knew, so I wasn't completely having a mental breakdown. And we ended up getting the funding. So I was like, okay, this worked. Cool. Thanks, Len.
Hey, it's Randy. We're taking a short break to tell you about the Morse Cuppy Film, Video, and Animation Study Abroad Endowed Scholarship. The scholarship was established by Bill Cuppy with support from Deanna Morse to help film, video, and animation students with the cost of studying abroad. Alumnus Bill Cuppy talks about why he started the scholarship.
We created this scholarship because experiencing the world and other cultures has been life-changing for us, and we wanted students to have a similar experience during this pivotal time in their lives.
Caroline Hamilton, the 2024 recipient of that scholarship, describes the benefits of the support she received.
I'm a film video major and I have a German minor. I've been studying German for about 8 years now. And so I decided to study abroad this past summer in Germany. It definitely challenged me as a person. I had to figure out how to do things and communicate and just put me out of my comfort zone. It introduces you to new things that you'd be afraid to experience because you don't want to embarrass yourself, but you have to just go for it. the scholarship itself, just the almost permission to be like, yes, go experience this, go learn, go see what happens, how this changes how you see the world and how you approach your work. It took the pressure off of me a little bit to just be like, I can experience this and not have to worry about everything else going on. I can just go enjoy my time there and see what I can learn and grow from.
For more information and to donate to the scholarship, visit the link in the description. Now back to the show. So those are the broadcasts, the live shows, but you also had some fictional shows. Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about those.
We did. There were so many different options, the variety that people brought in and said, I want to do something about this. I want to do something about that. And some of them were scripted and some of them were not. And some of them were kind of halvesies. And it was really cool to have everybody from their different backgrounds. Like, we had writing majors who are like, yep, I'm going to write a script. I don't know anything about film, but we're going to write a script. GBTV is not just for the film people or just for the broadcasting people. Within our little group here, most of us were in film and broadcasting, but we had so many other people as part of it. And I feel like that's really an important bit because sometimes you lose sight of it. So we had people who were like, yeah, I want to be part of this because it's cool. And I'm going to write a script and y'all can then make it. And it was a really fun thing. You got theater majors who were like, I want to be in your show. So just meeting new people that way was really fun.
What are some of those scripts that stand out?
I don't know if this is good or bad, but a lot of the scripts that stand out to me were maybe not ones that ever got made, but we used to have pitch night once a quarter. And oh man, that was my favorite night just because the wildest things. And Eric and I still think of just like a stupid skit that you talked about all the time that was called Cheese Roommate. And I couldn't even tell you what it was about. And it was just like a really dumb skit that we kept saying we were going to make for a show, but we didn't. I think that was my favorite part about pitch night is sometimes we'd get like really actually good content. And then other times I think we just like really empowered students of Grand Valley to be like, do you have a weird idea that you just want to shoot your shot or listening? And I think we greenlit a lot of very weird experimental things. Whether they actually got into production was a whole other thing. But we were very open with the weird fun skits and being experimental on what people wanted to produce for our channel.
Christina, walk us through one of those pitch nights. What was a pitch night?
Oh my goodness. Basically, the pitch night is where anyone on campus, any student could come to our GBTV meeting and pitch a show for the station. And they could pitch a show and say, all right, you guys vote on this. You guys pick this up. I'm walking away. Somebody else can make this. And it could have been anything. It could have been drama. It could have been another news show. It could have been a sketch show. Some of these pitches, they would get voted on and we'd say, oh yeah, these are going to be great. This is going to be great next show and everything. And then sometimes it would just never get made. But sometimes they would get made and they'd get turned into some really amazing content. And basically, like, the student would go up. I think they had 5 minutes, maybe less than that, to do their pitch. And I think we all just then voted on it. We all just said, do we want to make this show or not? Yes or no. And if it got the green light, then the next week we'd say, okay, we have a new show picked up. Who wants to produce it? And then we'd have to find a producer for it. And then the producer would start finding a crew and putting it together and everything. Yeah, we got some amazing shows out of pitch nights.
So those shows would get greenlit. Mm-hmm. We're going to just kind of like walk over all the hard work real quick of making it. And then all of a sudden there was a premiere night where these shows would premiere. Bobby, tell us what a premiere night was.
Yeah, premiere night was always a fun night because you got to see what everyone had been working on. So a lot of times you'd hear about stuff, you get updates at meetings. What was also really fun is it also coincided usually with like family weekend. This was a time when a lot of people would also invite their family, their roommates, and it was just kind of a really cool opportunity to see everything that everyone had been putting all their hard effort into.
It was like the Oscars for GBTV. It was a big night.
Yeah. Well, and not just in the scale of it, but people got dressed up too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This idea of, you know, making things and finding your own, what you want to do professionally. Bring me on some of your journeys of growth throughout this. What did you go into GVTV thinking you wanted to do? And what experiences led you to what you ended up doing on the other side?
I went to school started as a comms major, so I wasn't sure exactly. And I ended up with broadcasting being my major, which was great. And I actually did that until 2020. So about 7.5 years in the local TV news market. And I went from there. And now I do kind of project management, which very much was the producer role that I had at the station and at GBTV. So that's kind of where I'm at now. And I use a lot of those skills. I do a lot of volunteering now for a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I'm really using all of the things that I honed starting as a producer for the Game Game Show.
Before I move on to other people's journeys, you want to just plug the Game Game Show real quick? And what even was that?
The Game Game Show was a show about games. And each episode was a different game. We played Blood and Guts Sugar World, aka Candyland. We did a rock, paper, scissors tournament. We did a obstacle coursey type thing out on the lawn by the Performing Arts Center. But in the middle of every episode, we decided to split it up and we had our own version of the movie Clue in the middle. So we had a little scripted segment. Most of us made some sort of appearance in that. Our show was a lot of fake live, but also some scripted stuff, which was a really fun combination for us. And we did 3 episodes a semester, which was pretty significant at the time.
It's a lot of shows. And I had the good fortune of hosting some of those early shows. It was a lot of fun. Anybody else want to say anything about Game Game Show before I continue on with our journeys?
Mackenzie also missed out on the second season, which went from Clue to a spoof on Survivor, which I guess was scripted. I don't honestly remember.
Yes, it was very scripted.
Definitely scripted.
It was scripted for everybody but me, I guess, because Game Game Show is where I got to bring out my inner theater kid, because I was too nervous to actually go take theater classes and be on a stage. So when I was at Game Game Show, I could just be a crazy person. And so during the Survivor season, I was just this lunatic in the woods that was harassing all of the actual players. And I very much embraced that role. It was probably one of the most fun projects I got to work on. Anytime I did Game Game Show, I was just like, all right, we're going to crank this up a little bit.
I think Survivor, those shoots were the most good chaotic that I experienced. We did vlogs back and forth during the middle while we're moving locations. We used my 1998 van headlights for lighting by the clock tower. We got permission to drive it up right up there, so we have the tiki torches behind us for our tribal council. And
oh, fun. Anybody else want to say a thing about Game Game Show before we continue on?
Game Game Show is where we all became best friends. Legitimately. I think I was involved in Game Game Show, but I was there because I just liked hanging out with you guys.
It was a fun set.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
We realized years later, Aaron, that you were in every episode because you're in Clue and Survivor, but you also hosted and were a participant in 2 different games.
Yeah, I did the gamut, host, contestant, and scripted person.
Incredible. And I think that idea, too, of doing things because, you know, we're just hanging out with friends, that sounds really familiar to me, too. I mean, we started this talking about the long hours, but what's 12 hours when it's 12 hours of hanging out with some of your best friends? So, Aaron, you came into GVTV and experienced a whole bunch of everything. You said you acted. You said you were behind the camera. What did you come into the experience thinking you wanted to do? And then what did you come out the other side realizing you loved to do?
Yeah, it was a really fun chance to experiment, like we've talked about, because I ended up being a film major. Started as a comms major as well, but inevitably became a film major. And I was very interested in doing scripted stories. So I really wanted to make a show, and fictional based content I thought was really cool. But through my time in GVTV and all of my exposure to everything, by the time I graduated as a film major, I found myself being much more interested in real world storytelling, like documentary style things. So I ended up working in news for about 7 years. And coincidentally, as a teleprompter operator was how I first got my start, thanks to GVTV that taught me how to use a teleprompter. So yeah, I was in news and that really was a great experience to learn how to tell real stories. And I feel like a lot of what I learned transitioned into that. And then I jumped from news to working in marketing for a little bit and making commercials and promotional content. And now I work for state government doing videos and promotional stuff through an agency with them. So it's kind of just gone up a little step each time.
That is great. And it always comes back to those skills that we were using in GVTV. I mean, we were even making promos and commercials for our own station. Mackenzie, you are nodding vigorously at that. Are there specific commercials you remember making?
I just still remember standing by the clock tower chanting DV. TV is TV. For GV, and that pops into my head at least once a month.
It's catchy. Anybody else want to talk about commercials or promos before we continue on?
Somebody found this old TV and they carved it out so that somebody could wear it on their head. And we swapped off whoever our mascot was, but the GBTV man was our commercial go-to, if I remember correctly.
Oh, fun. Some of that short content was really fun, too. Things like Random-ish, things to just really crank out some short ideas. Bobby, you want to talk about what you went into GVTV thinking, doing a bunch of stuff, coming out the other side, learning about yourself and your profession?
Going into GVTV, I had two interest areas, cinematography and producing. Although I do still really enjoy cinematography, producing is the thing that I ended up going into during my time in GVTV, whether it was like producing news on a weekly basis, doing station programming, helping the financial side of stuff, just different skills that really helped get me on a good path for going into producing.
Are there days where you're producing today where you feel like you were set up by GVTV to deal with some of those rooms or some of those discussions?
Currently, I work with a team of students. So there's a lot of growth, a lot of development. So I think that is definitely one similarity that I see from my time in GVTV, where there were a lot of people who were mentoring, teaching. And as we moved up in the organization, like we were then in those roles helping all the new members. So that's something that in my role currently, I'm mentoring students, helping them grow, helping them learn different filmmaking skills and stuff like that. So I think that's probably the best similarity, I'd say.
And that idea of mentorship and growth and we're teaching each other things, I mean, I think that's a big example of why the organization was so successful for all these generations. I learned a lot from the people before me, and I certainly tried to teach some of those special events, workshops where I was like, here's how we do stuff. And that idea of passing knowledge forward, it's great to see that you're still doing that professionally. I think that is a great launching pad from GVTV into profession. That's really cool. Christina, what did you learn about yourself professionally, the skills you like to do? How does that lead to where you are today?
I started GVTV wanting to do editing, and that's what I did for special events for the first year. I edited all the packages, and I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do and everything. And then I think just naturally being a part of GVTV, you just start producing stuff. And then I kind of realized that I liked that a little bit more than editing. The last couple of years I did producing and then being in like the leadership roles and everything, and not even realizing it, but it just naturally led me to that path of being a producer professionally in my career. It's still what I do today, over 10 years out of school and everything. Also, being involved in news and events, that's something that I still do today. I don't think at the time I would have told you that I would have wanted to continue doing TV, or I would have wanted to continue in news and documentary and everything. I think I really wanted to go into like true like film Hollywood making and everything. But then that just didn't happen. I naturally stayed in TV. And I really think that it was a good fit for what my skill set was. And I'm still using it to this day and everything.
So when you're out there like producing like real world stories, are there elements of GVTV where you felt like I'm ready for this? A lot of times I think in a career, people feel like they're thrown into something and they're not prepared. But what was your like first day on the real world job like?
That's a good question. I think my first day in the real world, I was an intern for a documentary production show type of format. And they handed me a camera. And I was like, well, I'm not really a camera person, but I do have some of these camera skills that I learned from GVTV. So sure, I guess I can film this thing. You know, I set up this interview. I felt like I know enough about this one thing that I can go into my professional career and feel confident to just do whatever they asked me to do. I didn't do camera after that, but I mean, I felt like I could.
That is something that I hadn't really thought of before, is that because we've all worked so many jobs in GVTV, sometimes out of necessity, sometimes because we wanted to experiment, we had touched all the departments. Film and broadcast classes really made sure that we worked on everything, but we were like nose to the grindstone in GVTV and in all these different positions. I hadn't really thought of that before. That's really cool. So Jamie, round us out here. What did you go into GVTV thinking you wanted to do? Is that how you ended up on the other side? And what did you learn along the way?
I came into GVTV, like most film students, as a freshman. I wanted to be a writer and director. But I also gravitated towards the news show right away because I was on my high school news team. Instead of learning all the things that I loved doing in filmmaking, I think GVTV taught me all the things that I really hated. So there was like a hot second where I was like, editing's cool. And then I very quickly was like, no, I can't do this all day. And I learned that I didn't want to pursue news. I didn't want to act. And so I learned a lot of things where I was like, okay, that's not what I want to do. It also taught me by the time I became station manager that we had a lot of cooks in the kitchen at GVTV. We had a lot of personalities. We had a lot of opinions. And when you're the president of the station, you just have like a lot of people telling you what they think is right or wrong. And I think that was a really valuable lesson for me of managing chaos. I learned that I loved managing chaos as much as it drives me crazy. I do love high pressure intensity things, and I do like dealing with a lot of personalities. That's a skill that has definitely carried me through my career in production management and producing, being able to handle a lot of opinions and listening to them, making sure everyone is heard, but also saying, I hear you, but this is the direction we're going, and having more of a stronger voice as a leader. So I think being essentially a kid leading 50 students was a very terrifying experience for me, but I also learned a lot from that. And I think it really helped me in my career being in rooms with a lot of people and a lot of opinions.
That is so cool, because I would expect technical skills to be something on that list, but you're totally right that learning all of those soft skills really helps set us up in ways that weren't just technical. So I think we've done a pretty good job talking about what we learned at GVTV and how that affects our professional lives. But I feel like with this group especially, there's this other social component that's happening. So let's wrap this up by just talking about your friendship and how does that look today? And what did that look like in GVTV?
I think me and Bobby spent more time with each other than anyone else in our lives through GVTV, through classes and everything. When I think about my time at Grand Valley, I just think of being next to Bobby in some shape or form. But everyone here is a friend of mine, and these are friendships that have carried on well past college and stuff. To this day, these people have shown up for me in really bad times and really good times. We've celebrated at weddings together. We've met at funerals together. We've really run the gamut. And it's crazy to think it was just because we all showed up on a Wednesday night somewhere and we're like, do you want to make cheese roommate? And because of that, now like we're so spread out throughout the country and doing totally different careers. But every time I get together with any of these people, I feel like I'm back in 2013 in Grand Valley.
Mackenzie, you want to touch on those?
I mean, Aaron and I have the easiest one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
we're married.
So, Aaron, you had told us that you were brought into GVTV to be someone's wingman. But, I mean, obviously, you and Mackenzie are married. Can we just talk a little bit about how that happened?
It's really funny because we didn't actually date at any point during our time at GV. We were aware of each other, but Mackenzie was in a long-term relationship and I was just being a crazy person in college. But we really did get to know each other really well through mostly GVTV, because like I had other friend groups, and as hard as I tried to pull Mackenzie into them, I don't know, we just formed that bond. And so by the time school had wrapped up, we both coincidentally ended up getting news jobs in Grand Rapids for competing news stations. And I needed a roommate because I was moving out of Allendale.
And I needed one too.
So we ended up moving in together because we were like, I know you're not going to steal my stuff because we know each other. And it took about 8 months of living together to realize that we were more than just roommates.
That is beautiful.
Who officiated your wedding?
Oh, Leno Kelly was our wedding official.
On campus.
Just GVTV has a big running theme through our literal marriage.
I mean, our wedding theme was red carpet. So we took TV and the film thing very seriously.
Yeah, talk about a premiere night, huh? Christina, I feel like you also have had some really good friendships, and you also were in GVTV with your sister. Do you want to tie this all up, bring it home, and talk about how much you love all these people?
I don't know how much more I can say other than I do love you, guys. I was reading some of my old journals to refresh my memory about what was happening at the time and everything. And I'll like read a journal entry from like the beginning of freshman year. And it's like, oh, I'm so lonely. I don't have any friends, blah, blah, blah. But then by the end, it was like, I love GVTV. Every single one of these people is my best friend. You guys all became my circle. And by the end of college, you guys were friends for life and everything. There's obviously been some time that has passed since we've all caught up with each other, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels like I was just talking to you yesterday, like we were sitting in our meeting room on Wednesday night, just chatting with each other.
Well, I don't think we could say anything better than that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Alumni Live, the podcast. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more from our alumni across the industry. Check out Alumni Live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for more conversations and networking. Let us know what topics you want to hear our alumni talk about.
The Grand Valley State University Film Video Alumni Network is here for you, and we're glad that you're here. Thank you for listening.